This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 2/9/2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you for another hour on WPRO, taking your calls and making predictions for you using a deck of ordinary playing cards and a background in astrology. If you're new to the program and not completely clear about what in heaven's name we do here, all you need to do is listen for a few minutes because I'll be going right to the phones. The most important rule on this program is that when you come through to me, that you ask one question and that you keep it focused. That's all. And then we're off and running. Let's start with Jim in North Kingston. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Jim. I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini.
That's correct.
What's your question for me?
I'd like to know if my marriage is going to last.
Oh, dear. How long have you been married?
Some 38 years.
It's lasted 38 years, Jim. What's her birthday?
22 May.
All right. So she, too, is a Gemini.
Yeah.
Okay. I have the Queen of Diamonds, which represents your wife, and she falls right in your first house. That means that sometimes, in effect, you and she get into a power struggle. And you're in the sixth house away from her. The sixth house placement suggests that sometimes she feels as if she has to work very hard to make this relationship successful. Now, it may be that you feel the same way, but that's what's going on. Now, what I find fascinating in this layout is that she falls between a 6 and a 9, and so do you. Now, I find that amazing. She falls between the 6 and 9 of diamonds, and you fall between the 6 and 9 of clubs. Now, 6s are all about effort. 9 is about opening your own horizons. Diamonds, which fall around your wife, suggest her willingness to make an effort. Clubs falling around you suggest that you're a little bit more locked in. Have the two of you ever tried couples counseling?
No.
I would like to suggest that you consider it. Now, here's the reason. You've been together for a long time. You have patterns of behavior that are deeply ingrained in the way that you react to each other. I think that there must be times when either one of you feels that the other is being critical, and you become defensive almost immediately. Right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a sort of funny continuum that I learned about from a gentleman who wrote a book about marriages and the struggles within them. And he said that what frequently happens is that someone is critical, the other person becomes defensive, the first person becomes contemptuous, and the second person walks away. Let me give you an example of how that works. Let's say that your wife is loading the dishwasher, and you come up and you say to her, "Why are you doing it that way?" And she says, "What's wrong with doing it this way?" And you say, "Well, of course you would do it that way," and she walks away.
Right. That same thing happened with making soup yesterday.
Now, let me teach you right now how to change that. Let's say that she walks up to you and says, "Why are you making the soup that way?" Instead of becoming defensive, you could say, "Oh, honey, well, how do you think I should make the soup?" Now suddenly you're both looking at the soup and focusing on what's the issue. And let's say what's smart about that is if you really don't like the way she's making the soup and you criticize it, and if she's real smart, you're going to be the one who takes over making the soup. Jim, you've got a wonderful sense of humor, which, of course, is so Gemini of you. And by and large, Gemini is a sign that doesn't easily get all flapped and worked up about things, and that's great. I think your marriage not only can be saved, but should be saved. And I would really like to suggest that the two of you do a little bit of work with a third party who can help the two of you take a look at the patterns that need sort of fixing up, just like the one I've identified with you so quickly on the air. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Marsha in Seekonk. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Marsha. See that you're a Capricorn. What's your question for me?
My daughter's currently in a relationship, and I'm wondering if it has a future.
And she's also a Capricorn, and she's very young. She's just 22. And I know 23, right. Okay. Now, I know that most people get to be 21, 22, 23, and they think that they're very grown up and ready for everything. And just now I was looking at some article in the newspaper about some woman who's 128 years old and sort of supposedly Guinness Records claims the longest person, longest woman's life was 122 years. I think that had to have been Jean Clément in Paris. But anyway, you know what I'm getting at, don't you?
Yes.
That there isn't any hurry. Okay. So I have the Queen of Clubs because your daughter is also a Capricorn. And I'm looking at her seventh house cards. Now, it would help me to know what is his birthday.
I think it's May.
Okay. Early or late May?
Early.
Okay. Early May makes him born under the sign of Taurus. And Taurus is a very steadfast sign. And I have no doubt that if he asks her to marry him, he will mean it from the bottom of his heart and with every intention of making it last forever. And I have better vibrations about the whole idea of her being with him and the likelihood of it working than if she were with almost any other sign. However, her cards still indicate potential for her to be involved with someone else. There's more than one action going on in all the areas that pertain to relationships for her. So, in answer to your question, does it have potential? The answer is yes. Is it going to be? The answer is, I don't know yet.
All right.
Marcia, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Jay in Pawtucket. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Jay, I see you're a Sagittarian.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
I'd like to know when my husband's going to retire and sell the business.
And you don't want to ask him, you want to ask me.
Yeah.
What's his birthday?
May 4th, 42.
Okay, so he's born under the sign of Taurus, mm-hmm. And Taurus is famous for never, ever, ever wanting to let go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Taurus is like the dog with the bone. He's not going to want to let go until he's good and ready to let go. Now, let's just take a look at the 8th house cards for him, because the 8th house represents the idea of retiring. And in the 8th house, he has all four suits. And in the 2nd house, he also has all four suits. The 2nd house is about money in the pocket, and the 8th house is about money that's in pensions, retirement accounts, and the like. He is not convinced, Jay, that there is enough money yet in those categories for him to be able to live the way he wants to live if he retires fully. You knew that.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, the only surprise was that I knew that, but it's right here in front of me. So what do you do about that? Well, are you working at this point?
No, I'm
not. Okay. Would you like to go back to work for a couple of years?
I could, I
okay.
guess.
Here's yeah. the reason. If you were to go back to work for a couple of years and take every single bit of the money that you earn and put it into the retirement account, think how much that might be able to help, even in just 2 years. And that may be enough to convince him. See, I happen to agree with you that the pot is full enough right now so that your husband could retire at any day. Mm-hmm. I am convinced that there's no need for him to continue to work. But that doesn't change a thing. The reality is he doesn't believe you, and he certainly wouldn't believe me.
Uh-huh.
So I think that if you really would like to convince him, I would say to him, listen, honey, I will go back to work for 2 years. I will put every single penny that I earn into a retirement account, into CDs as they roll over, and et cetera, et cetera. You understand what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and I would say this to him, but I want a promise from you in return 2 years from now, 2 years from the day I start working, you retire. That's it. Thank you for the call, Jay.
Thanks.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb, taking your calls here on WPRO right up until 7 p.m. Back to the phones. Barry in Milford, Mass. Welcome to the program.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Barry. I see that you're a Leo.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I have a question about whether I'll find anybody or not.
Whether you're going to find anybody. Okay,
yeah.
Barry, was there someone not too long ago?
Yeah, there's somebody now, but she's overseas.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
And do you want to pursue that? Or is
yes.
that... Okay, you want to pursue that. Okay, do you happen to know her birthday?
Yes, December 1st.
December 1st.
Yes.
So she's born under the sign of Sagittarius, and you're a Leo, and those are two signs that tend to be very well suited to each other.
Yes.
The thing is, there is another queen who's falling right beside you. Were you married at one time?
No.
Was there a woman who you cared about enough to have wanted to marry sometime back?
Yeah, it was years ago, though.
It was years ago. For whatever reason, she's still there in the background. Okay. This woman who's overseas, I picked the Queen of Hearts to represent her. And as the Queen of Hearts, she falls outside the reading, meaning still out of reach. But the Jack of Hearts is another picture to represent her. Is she considerably younger than you are?
Yes.
Okay. Then the Jack of Hearts does represent her. Now, she falls in the 11th house of the reading, and that's friendship. And what that means is you need to develop the friendship before it becomes the marriage. However, you do have the Seven of Hearts with you. That is the happy marriage card. So there is a very real possibility for this relationship to become a commitment. Does she have a child?
No.
You're sure?
Yes.
Okay. There's a young person around her who seems very important. I don't know if it's a younger sibling. But
yeah, younger brother.
Okay. Would he want to be here if she came to be with you?
I don't know.
Okay. I should have worded that differently. I should have said, he will want to be here. And I believe that it will enhance your chances with her if you say that should her brother want to come here, you would work it out if you possibly could. So, in essence, what I'm telling you is that if you make yourself available to help her recreate her family here, your chances with her are much better. She looks like an honorable young woman, and I believe the potential for you with her is real, but I think that she's a little concerned about being that far away, removed from her family, and therefore, if the brother becomes almost, in effect, part of the package, I'm a lot more optimistic for you. Barry, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line is available for you. Anna in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Anna. Let's see. You're born under the sign of Capricorn.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I just, my husband, he's in jail. I just want to know when he's coming home.
What's his birthday, Anna?
December 21.
So he's born at the very tail end of the sign of Sagittarius. How long has he been away?
Like
8 months. 8 months, okay.
Yeah.
The King of Hearts is the card that represents him, and you are the Queen of Clubs. And I have the card that represents you. His ninth house cards look pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's a real chance that the first date available, whether there's a parole date, is there a parole date coming up sometime between around June, July?
Yeah, he had a parole in January.
Yes, but was that rejected?
Yes.
Yeah, but the next one would be around June, July, 6 months later?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's showing up.
Yeah.
In the ninth house, which would have been the last parole hearing, there's the Four of Spades, so he didn't get it.
Yeah.
But June, July would be another 6 months later,
yeah.
And there's a very real chance for him to get it then. You just have to tell him that he's really got to be very good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he's not very good.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a temper.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Has he ever raised that temper toward you?
Yeah, because we have been separate for 2 years.
Are you sure that
the kids wants to know when he's coming home.
But what about you, Anna? Is it good for him to come home to you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I would really like you to take some time talking to a therapist, a counselor.
Yeah.
Because I believe you've been in a situation that is abusive.
Yes.
And I don't know why you want to let that happen.
Yeah, verbal abusive and financial abusive.
And, Anna, why would you want to let him come back?
No, I don't want him to come back.
Good.
Because we have been separated for 2 years.
Yes, and don't let that change.
Yeah.
Don't let that change.
I just want him to come out for the kids.
Well, it looks as though he will be able to come out if he watches his temper.
Yeah.
But if his temper flies again...
Yeah.
And what you need to tell the children is that he's getting, unfortunately, what he has earned.
Yeah, he has anger problem.
There's no doubt in my mind. And what the children can learn from this is if they let their anger rule them instead of them learning how to control their anger, then look what could happen. Just look what could happen. How sad that is. Anna, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available for you. Linda in North Smithfield, welcome to the program. Hey, Linda.
Hello.
Hi there. I see that you're a Capricorn. What's your question for me?
Finances.
Is sure.
Is burden going away?
Oh, dear. Are you working currently?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there someone, a husband, someone around you who's helping?
Yes.
Okay. What's his birthday?
Oh, my God. 11-16-56.
Okay. So 11-16 makes him a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Now, Scorpio and Capricorn are very well suited to each other. And what that tells me is that, for the most part, you ought to be able to negotiate, to work things out, so that the circumstances improve for both of you.
Okay.
Your cards, in the house that has to do with work, your cards look good, and so do his.
He just got a job.
Yeah, and he's got the Nine of Hearts falling in the sixth house. That's fabulous. So
awesome.
There's no doubt that things are going to get better because he's back to work.
Oh, good.
Now, right now, you have all four suits in the places that have to do with the finances because everything is scrambled. Nothing is clear. The bills got behind and so forth.
Yes.
You know, once upon a time, many years ago, I can remember a time when all of us, we were all fresh out of school. We were all young artists. Nobody had any money. And there were times when I didn't know if I could pay the phone bill or the electric bill. And I would send in partial payments, and they would tell you, you can't do that. Well, you know what? They took the partial payments. And ultimately, everything got caught up. So if you send any kind of money in on your bills, what comes across to everybody is that you're honorably trying to deal with them. I just don't think you're stuck. It may take 6 months for this to turn around, but it's going to. I'm glad you called, because I really can tell you that there's every reason to be optimistic. And, of course, part of that is the fact that Jupiter is in Capricorn now. Jupiter is the planet of abundance, and it's in your sun sign to really help you out.
Sure.
Linda, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Joanne in Tiverton. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marina.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I'm interested in, my boyfriend's a Scorpio, and he's in a very competitive sport.
Right.
Or competitive hobby, and I'm wondering how this year is going to go for him.
Okay. And you're born under the sign of Taurus, and he's a Scorpio.
I am.
I have the card that represents him. And he's got such a positive attitude, and he's got gorgeous cards in the fifth house. So I'm not saying necessarily that he's going to be the top winner. I don't know that. But he certainly isn't going to embarrass himself. It looks as if he's going to do well. Are you worried about him getting hurt?
No.
Oh, good, because there's no indication of that.
No.
I think I have nothing to say to you other than that the picture looks good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And by the way,
you've
fallen the seventh house away from him, which is the box of marriage and partnership. Does that surprise you?
So that's good?
Well, I don't know. Most women would think that's good. What do you think?
Yeah. No, it does
surprise
me.
Okay. Well, I like to
surprise me.
Well, just wait and see, you know.
Quite a surprise.
I mean, after all, Scorpios like to keep things to themselves, and they're pretty secretive. But so when the day comes so when the day comes that he says, will you marry me, you can be totally surprised and shocked, but you won't be. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Connie in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Connie. And let's see, you are a Gemini. What's your question for me?
Love in the future.
Love in the future. Well, now, there was somebody. Were you married?
I was.
Yes, okay. The reason I like to know that is because Gemini frequently goes through a marriage before settling into the one that lasts forever. Not all the time, obviously, but it's because Gemini is a sign of experimentation. And if you get married, especially when you're very young, it often doesn't work. Were you very young when you got married the first time?
I was young.
You were how young?
18.
You were 18. What chance did it have? You were a baby. You know that. Okay, so now I have the cards that represent you. And there's this wonderful man who falls. Oh, my goodness, there's two men who really look very promising. There is a man. You have a job. And the job that you do requires that you interact with a good many people in the course of the day, right?
Yes.
Okay. There is a man who comes into work. He's very tall. He's like 6 feet tall. He wears light color clothing. I don't know if it's part of the job that he does. And not that there's been any kind of a flirtation between you, but you've noticed him. He has an insignia on his shirt. I don't know. The color of the outfit is somewhere in the light tan khaki. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
Not at all.
I want you to look around work. Okay? The card that represents him is in the background, meaning that you don't necessarily even notice him half the time. But for some reason, he looks like somebody who you could run into outside work, and then there's all kinds of potential for what that relationship might represent. Then there's one other man, and this man is represented by the King of Clubs, meaning a person who's down to earth, practical, straightforward, direct, and he's someone who you knew a long time ago. In fact, I believe you knew him where you worked before the current job. So I want you to do some real thinking, because it's these two men around you, and if there were an opportunity to run into them, they both fall with sixes and tens. That means something like 6 weeks from now into the month of June. There's both of these men around you. Okay, I don't see you alone. I do see you becoming very involved, and in fact, I fully expect that you're going to get married in the year 2009. There you go, Connie. There's a whole lot to look for. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Patricia and Celia, you're coming up. I have a line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader, here with you until 7 p.m. when you know after that, Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson with Beyond Reality. But between now and then, plenty of time for you and me to talk. Our phone number, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Patricia in Bristol. Patricia, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome.
Nice talking to you. I thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, and I see that you're born under the sign of Taurus.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
My question is he, the man in my life, ever going to ask me the question I want to hear after 8 years?
After 8 years, and I don't suppose that has anything to do with the taking a ride down the street to the park or anything of that nature, that it's something a little bit more serious than that, okay?
Yes.
What, and you are a Taurus, and what's his birthday?
9/6. 9/6,
so he's a Virgo. Oh, my goodness. Virgos can be immovable objects. They really can be.
Tell me about it.
All right. Now, let's see. Oh, dear. He knows if he asks you that you'll say yes, right?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I don't see why not.
Okay.
After all this time.
Yes, but the thing about Virgo is, Virgo is a sign that never, ever wants to ask a question unless they're pretty sure, cast in stone, that they know the answer.
Okay, I can agree with that. That's the way he is.
So therefore, when I ask you, does he know that you would say yes, and your answer to me is, I'm pretty sure, I want him to be very sure.
Well, I did ask him if he was going to buy me an engagement ring for Valentine, so is that clear enough for him?
One might hope. And did he answer you?
He says something like, yeah, right, where's the money going to come from?
Do you have the money?
No, but he does. He just says he doesn't.
Okay. He falls in your seventh house, which is the box of marriage and partnership. But he falls with a club and a heart and a spade and a diamond, meaning all four suits, meaning, in fact, it isn't clear. And you don't live with him, do you?
Yes, I do.
Ah, there's the problem.
I know.
That is the problem. It's a de facto marriage. And he doesn't see any reason for it to change.
That's not a good thing.
Well,
but leaving and moving away from each other isn't going to make it any better. I know that.
No.
It's
so
too late.
So what I would suggest is that at least you make sure that you're protected. That means, for example, a life insurance policy with you as beneficiary. It means
I've been thinking about that.
Really? It means that your name is on joint property.
It is.
And as long as you are protected in that way, because if he has children from a previous marriage and anything were to happen to him, you know what the picture is.
Yeah.
It also would be important, if possible, to create a trust so that there doesn't have to be probate, so there doesn't have to be a conflict like that. And these are not expensive things to do, by the way. It also makes sense for there to be a durable power of attorney so that if he got ill, that you would be able to make decisions for him. In other words, even without being
married.
I know you do, Patricia, and I'm not at all confident that I can tell you that you're going to get married. For whatever reason, he seems to be thinking that he never wants to do that again. So my guess is he got pretty badly burned in a divorce action in the past.
Yes, he did.
So, and that shows up even now in these cards. So with all of that, what I'm suggesting is that you put aside the marriage thing and go for the protection thing. make sure you're taken care of, and then at least he can feel that he's been honorable with you, and you can feel relaxed and secure.
Okay.
Patricia, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. See ya in Waterville, Maine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Certainly.
I am calling for my son and daughter-in-law. There is many losing everything they've worked for, and I'm very concerned about their future and their health.
Okay. Your son is a Virgo. What's your daughter-in-law's birthday? I just need the month and day.
December 7th.
So she's a Sagittarian. Okay. Tough for them both, no question about that. And especially difficult for him as a Virgo because he's a person who has worked hard. And circumstances simply conspired against him as I see it.
Absolutely correct.
The King of Clubs represents him, and so they're losing their home, etc.
Yes.
Okay. I have the card that represents him, and the Queen of Hearts represents her. She falls with the Nine of Hearts, the card of divine protection. What that tells me is there are some very good things coming her direction. She may have the opportunity for work that will help to get them set on their own feet. For whatever reason, her employment cards look much better than his. Now, where his cards look wonderful is in the area of education. And these cards are suggesting that if he hasn't had a lot of education, it is not too late for him to pursue some, and that that would, in fact, change their future dramatically. Also, the cards are suggesting that they might want to consider relocating, and that may be part of the way in which your daughter-in-law will find herself back on her feet and be able to help the family as a whole. The best thing about this reading is that I see your son and daughter-in-law working together to resolve the problem, and I don't see either one lashing out at the other with blame.
Well, that's encouraging.
Those are indeed encouraging things, Celia. I wish you the best with that. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Kate in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate. I see that you're a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
Well, like everybody else, I want to know if I'm going to find a girlfriend this year.
Well, not everybody else has exactly the same question that you do. The Queen of Clubs represents you, and you want to look and see if there's a woman around who's really right for you. By the way, my third book is The Astrology of Great Lesbian Sex.
Oh, great.
It's almost finished, and I expect it to be coming out in the middle or fall of the year 2009 because the Astrology of Great Gay Sex is coming out this spring. Okay, so the Queen of Clubs is the card that represents you. You have a Queen of Hearts falling right in your fourth house. Fourth house represents where you live or in the neighborhood. She falls with the Nine of Hearts. There's already a woman around you who you find interesting, and you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's another woman around you also who you are intrigued by. I think that she's younger than you are. I think that she's, let me think, what's this? I think she's about 10 years younger than you are. And I think that makes you a little nervous about her. And I believe that you're right to be nervous about her. She looks like a nice person. I'm not putting her down on any level. But you and she don't really connect on a level that has to do with philosophy, spirituality, common ground.
Uh-huh.
It's more a very chemical thing, you know. It's really an intense attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't anything underneath it. Now, that's been part of the problem for you, you see. As a Virgo, you really have to be with someone who you can grow with, who you can talk with, who you can build with. And too often, that woman becomes someone who's almost more like a big sister rather than a real love match.
Mm-hmm.
So you wind up attracted to women who are fun, but not your mate, and not attracted to the women who are maybe not as intriguing, maybe not as exciting, but they're really right for you. So you need to work on your head about, you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you, Kate?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So are there women around you? Yes, there are two. And the woman I like best for you is a fire sign or has a lot of the fire sign characteristics of Aries, Leo, Sagittarian. I know that that's not normally the best of all possible relationships with Virgo. But the fact is that you're a grown-up Virgo and you can make it work. And Sagittarius, for example, can be a lot of fun. Aries, of course, is like a little kid, always willing to get out there and play. Leo is dynamic. So I would suggest that you consider looking deeper into the relationship that may on the surface not seem all that exciting, but really is somebody with whom you share this wonderful ability to communicate and enjoy doing many similar things. Kate, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Two lines are available now for the first time in about an hour and a half. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you.
Certainly, Gary. I see that you're born under the sign of Libra. And what's your question for me?
My question is about my health coming up the next year. Do you see any major problems?
Okay, let's take a look. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And as far as health problems are concerned, there are certain planets that almost always represent that there may be an issue. And when I think about where those planets are in relationship to your horoscope, I'm not conscious of anything that's overwhelming now. When I think back a few years, yeah, there were some things going on 3 years and 4 years ago, even up to about 2.5 years ago. So are you asking with regard to a health problem that you had a while back?
Well, it's mostly like it's been a weight problem that I've kind of licked, and I was like pre-diabetic, but it looks like, things are going in the right direction.
Okay, so this was a problem a while back, and you've been dealing with it with diet and nutrition?
Yes.
Excellent.
Exercise.
Okay. Well, I look at the cards, and whenever I see an ace or a four in the first or the fourth house, I always talk about not diet, nutrition, and exercise. You have an ace and a four of diamonds falling in your fourth house. All those cards tell me is that if you continue to do what you are doing, you should be fine. Right now, the negative cards in this layout are in the sixth house. The sixth house represents the liver. And indeed, that's exactly what gets affected, of course, by a problem with insulin production. And specifically, what hurts the liver is too much fat in the diet. So if you're addressing that, you ought to be able to help heal it. And I think that that's really something that is true about the liver, that it does heal itself to some extent. And have you ever read any of the books by Covert Bailey?
No, I haven't.
I would recommend that. I think you'd find him entertaining. Covert Bailey, it's an odd name, but that's what it is, C-O-V-E-R-T, Bailey. And he wrote, his first book, I think, was called Fit or Fat. And then he wrote another one, and I've seen him on TV, and he's really very exciting and entertaining. So I'd recommend that. But other than that, no, I don't think you have a reason to be worried. And if you continue on this good path that you're on, I think you're going to be fine. Gary, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb, taking your calls here on WPRO until 7 p.m., when Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson with Beyond Reality will take over on the airwaves. Let's go back to the phone and speak with Mary Lynn. Is that Marion or Mary Lynn? I'm sorry. On a cell phone.
Marilyn.
My
yeah,
fault.
I was afraid it's going to not make it because it's on the end of its little green thing, and I'm like waiting and waiting. And oh, my God. And I'm driving a cab, so people are talking in the background, too. And you had Anthony earlier. He's one of my fellow cab drivers, but I wasn't listening then. And he told me he got through. He was so excited. I haven't heard you in years, and I talked to you many years ago.
And I take it
many
I must
years
have,
ago I talked to you.
And I must
I
have
mean,
made
God,
sense, huh, Marilyn?
I'm just so happy to hear you again.
Well, thank you. What can I talk to you about tonight?
Okay. Well, I'm just doing my love life, and there is this person that I is an Aries that I think I'm compatible with, but I don't know what happened to him. I haven't heard from him lately. He went away, and he hasn't emailed me. But then I have this other woman who is trying to tell me that I should go with this person that she has found for me from another island, some island somewhere.
Oh,
who's like of another nationality. So I'm kind of wonder if I should do it or not. Or wait for the other guy. I don't know what to do.
Okay. The Queen of Diamonds represents you because you're born under the sign of Aquarius. Do you know the birth date? Oh, you said it was an Aries man.
Yeah, in March 10th.
Right.
I don't know the other.
The card that represents the Aries man has fallen outside of the reading with the 5 and 7 of spades. Marilyn, don't wait.
Okay.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm sorry about that, but he's gone. But I have good news. In the fifth house, which is romance, you have an ace and eight of hearts, beautiful cards with two clubs, all good. And in the seventh house, which represents long-standing relationships, you get a seven of hearts, happy marriage card, six of hearts, which is a reward for work, nine of hearts, best card in the deck, and a two of diamonds, all beautiful cards. Marilyn, there's other people out there for you. Just forget this guy. Absolutely meet the man who your friend wants you to meet. Absolutely. You have nothing to lose by meeting him. You have nothing to lose by seeing if something develops there, because clearly the cards are optimistic about you having a very nice relationship. So let's find out who the other guy is. Let's find out what his birthday is, and then call me again. You found me. I'm not going anywhere, at least not that I know of. Marilyn, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jeff in Middletown, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
You're welcome, Jeff. I see that you're a Leo, and what's your question for me?
I guess I'm interested in finding out if there's someone out there for me.
Well, I think that that's a very good thing for everybody to want to find out. And most of the time, the answer really is yes. Sometimes there are planets in the way that suggest that this isn't the best time to be looking for someone. But you're born under the sign of Leo. And when I think about where certain planets are, there's one energy in your chart that clearly suggests to me work is going pretty well for you. And when work is going pretty well, and if you're also fairly healthy, you've got what it takes to then put energy into finding the right person. So the King of Hearts is the card that represents you, and the cards confirm pretty much what I was just saying about you being fairly healthy. You got a nice place to live, your job's okay, so there's plenty of attention for the possibility to meet a woman. Well, the Queen of Clubs falls on the surface of the fifth house here, and the fifth house represents love and romance, and she falls with cards that suggest that this is a woman who you have either met in the past and may have talked to on occasion, or someone who you will meet no later than the end of July, as the month of July is showing up as being very important. I have a sense that you're going to be invited to some kind of an event that's happening in July, and you're likely to meet her there. Let's see if I can describe her a little to you so you'll know what to expect. She's about 5'4". She has dark hair. She likes to wear it pulled back at the base of her skull. She's about... I think she's about 41 years old. She has a grown child and maybe one who is about a 15 to 17-year-old teenager. She is divorced. It wasn't the most pleasant of divorces, but I don't see her as being an unhappy person. She is a person who works in a field where her ability to get along with others is very important, and the number 36 is very important. I don't know why, but you will. That gives you somebody to look for and something to anticipate. I'm quite optimistic for you. Jeff, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Marie in Warwick. Marie, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Marie, and I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces. Yes. And what's your question for me?
Regarding health.
Okay. Is this something that's been going on
for... I had a major surgery back in November of 07.
Okay. November of 07, think back about what was going on then with regard to your Pisces chart, and there are a couple of things that have been affecting you. Do you know whether you were born sometime around, say, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning?
I was born in the morning.
Okay.
But it was around 6.
Around 6, all right, so I was close.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out what was going on in the 12th house of your chart, and that's where these planets were that were kind of tricky and difficult. And they're not completely out of the way yet, so I assume that you're not feeling 100% yet.
No.
And I'm looking back to November of 07, and Pluto was in a difficult place, and Pluto's very important to you. And so is the planet Uranus. Now, the planet Uranus is moving fairly rapidly now, and I think that that's going to help you. It's going to take a while more for you to be feeling as though you're really on your feet.
Okay.
But you are going to be feeling that way. Now, I want you to think carefully about this. Are you happy with your ability to communicate with your doctor?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As long as that's in place... the rest is okay. Wasn't there some other doctor, though, that you had to deal with that you weren't thrilled about?
Yeah.
That had to be with the cards that I was looking at, so I'm glad that you dealt with that. The cards that are the best ones in the deck all are falling together in a very positive place that say, yes, you're going to be fine. It's just going to take you a while longer, so you can't be impatient.
Oh, that's good news, though.
Okay, Marie, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Luis in Cranston. Luis, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Lewis.
It's Lewis. I'm fine, thank you. And I see that you're a Taurus.
I am.
And what's your question for me?
Well, my question is, am I going to find it in my life soon?
Are you going to do what?
Find someone.
Someone to be with. Okay, a girl. I'm glad you made that clear. The King of Clubs is the card that represents you. And the ideal mate for you, born under the sign of Taurus, is either a Pisces or a Cancer. And what's fascinating for me is that the King of Clubs, which represents you, has just fallen next to the Queen of Spades. And that is exactly the card that I use to represent someone who is a Cancer or a Pisces. Uh-huh. So I anticipate that you're going to meet a woman who will be the right person for you to marry. She may not be a water sign, Cancer or Pisces. She may be another sign, but with important planets in that place, which represents this wonderful ability to connect with her, to feel that your conversation, your communication goes beyond words. And that's important for you, because when you make that commitment, it will be for the rest of your life. I expect that by no later than August, the right woman is going to be in your life. She has dark hair and dark eyes. She's petite. She's about 5'2 or 5'3. She works in a place that requires that she do a variety of different things. It's almost as if she has a rotating position. She lives in a community that's very close to yours. In fact, if you were in the habit of taking long walks, I have no doubt that you would be walking near or past her house. This is a woman who you do not have to do anything to go out of your way to meet. You will know who I am talking about probably within 9 weeks, although it may take you until the summer months to become on any level kind of involved with her. Lewis, when you have found her and you know her birthday, call me back. Okay. I thought I might have time to take one more call, but I don't know if I do. I am looking to Ken for a signal about whether or not I can. While he's finishing making that decision, I'd like to remind you that if you're interested in a private consultation, my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island, phone number there is 401-333-7970. 333-7970. And on Wednesday nights from 7 until 10 p.m., I am at my phone doing instant readings just like these. Pam, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And what is your question for me?
Yes, I'm working on an advanced degree, and I would like to know if that's going to be successful at some point.
Sure.
I want to sell my house.
Okay.
I'm wondering if that will be successful as well.
And which question do you want an answer?
How about selling the house?
Certainly. And what is the month and day of your birth?
January 13th.
Okay, so you're born under the sign of Capricorn, and I have the card representing you. Right now, there seems to be an impediment to selling the house. I don't know whether there's a woman who is somehow involved in that, but there is something that needs to be done, something that needs to be resolved before the house is available for sale. It needs some work. And I would like to suggest that you ask an agent to come in and give you an independent appraisal, not only on what the house is worth, but what needs to be done to make the house a more appealing sale. When you do that, then I believe that you can succeed in selling it approximately 2 months after you put it on the market. We're out of time for tonight. Beyond Reality is coming up on the other side of the 7 o'clock news. I'm Myrna Lamb. I hope you'll check out my book and give me a call at my office. Have a wonderful week.